Peanut acreage is expected to rebound this year, according to the Economic Research Service, about 29% in USDA. That's a 309,000-acre increase over last year. Last year, peanut acreage in the U.S. fell 35%, which led to a considerably smaller crop of about 2.1 million tons. Since then, a burdensome level of peanut stocks have been gradually reduced, and prices have stabilized somewhat. Some of the rise in peanut acreage, they said, may be attributed to a recent enactment of the new farm legislation, which revised the risk management policies. Producers can now enroll in either the price loss coverage, the PLC, or the agricultural risk coverage, the ARC programs. For cotton, the new law created a separate program and converted the base acres formerly credited to cotton into a generic base. Producers may now plant those generic bases to other covered commodities, such as peanuts, and receive PLC coverage for that commodity. Producers may also reallocate bases for covered commodities based on their 2008 to 2012 planting history to better align their crop bases with the actual planted acres on that farm. Landowners could not receive direct payments on base acres without having to plant it, but on the new base, you have to plant that generic base to get credit. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.